Here, I want to sit there in the middle behind the baptismal font. I'm just going to stand over here. I want you to hear something and tell me what this is. It is music. That's part of it, but it's also something else that serves a purpose. What about this?
Bells.
That's bells, but what else is it? It's got a function. How about... Oh, it tells you when somebody's calling. That's what it does, too. But you know what else I was thinking of? That's also my alarm clock. Does that make sense? Did you guys knew that, right? It's a ringtone. Mom said it's a ringtone. Now, let me ask you this. Who here, have you guys heard this phrase before? Who here is a morning person? Some of you, do you guys, adults, are some of you a morning person? I don't see a lot of hands out here in this congregation. Yes, sir? That makes you a morning person. He said, I wake up early. Are you a morning person? So a morning person gets up really early, and as soon as they get up, they're energetic and they're ready to go. They're charging hard. Do you know that kind of person? So are some people not morning persons, right? How does a not morning person get up? When they hear the alarm, adults, when they hear the alarm, what do? They hit the snooze. Have you heard that thing, the snooze button? Now, be honest out there. Do some of you hit the snooze button more than once? Yeah, I hear some yes. Okay, so here's the funny thing. I'm a morning person, and I'm not sure why. God in his will usually makes it so that every marriage has one of each. Did you know that? I'll say no more about that, but I'll just mention I wake up, I'm ready to go, and not everybody in my house is exactly like that. Yes, sir? Sometimes if you wake up before mom and you play quietly enough, right, that can work that way. So here's why I thought of it. I love this text. So we've been celebrating the birth of Jesus, right? Christmas time, that Jesus, the Savior, has come. Listen to Isaiah chapter 60. This is an Old Testament prophet saying that Jesus would come. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. He's saying that the Savior is going to come. He says, arise. What does that mean? Get up. Did you know that? Arise means get up. God has good news for us. He wants us to get up and greet the newness that the Lord Jesus has brought to us. Does that make sense? So to get up and to be excited. Is it good news that Jesus has come? Yes, it is. So the Bible says, arise, shine, your light has come. That Jesus has come. Jesus has been born. So it's great to be in church. And this is even the late service, right? At the 8 o'clock service, I asked him, is 8 o'clock early? And most people said, yes, it is. So anyway, 10:30, this isn't all that early, right? But we get up. Shine means we sparkle, we're energetic, that God has sent his son, Jesus the Savior, right?